Okay, we're back, and we're getting that caller on, aren't we, Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you go right ahead.
All right, caller, are you with us?
I am.
All right, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Johnny, once again, and Dr. Griffin. I was on just before, and they told me that you might be interested, Dr. Griffin, unless you've heard of it, about the news report I heard when I was living in England of the four other planes that the United States military informed independent television their Air Force had shot down. And nobody else has ever brought this out again. And I've tried to get the tape of that news broadcast, but I've been unsuccessful so far in speaking to Mr. John Sushi, the newsreader. Now, the other point I want to make is that I'm sure you agree that people have different theories and that they should actually inter-exchange information and that it doesn't become like the Kennedy assassination where each one remains with his own historical fact without interrelating with another author. I bring that up because one of my friends who was in intelligence, His Honor Mayor Jim Boots Rothstein, vice detective at a level of intelligence here in New York, said that he does believe there was government involvement, but there's a name, Issam Barbuti, who also had to do with the Oklahoma City bombing, who highly figures in all of this. Are you aware of this? And also, I suggest that you should get in touch with Mayor Rothstein.
David?
Okay. I don't know about this story about shooting down. What I do know is that, I mean, four other planes, if that's what he said. What I do know is that we do not know what really happened that day. That is very clear with Flight 93, as I stress in the new Pearl Harbor Revisited. You have very contradictory testimony, not only between what the government says and what the people at around Shanksville say, but within the Shanksville community, people that there's no reason why they would be not telling the truth, but report a plane going one direction, and other people report a plane going another direction. And the news media reported that there were two different crash sites there, two different places about 6 miles away that were cordoned off. So it does seem like there were two planes that went down there, or two places at least they were calling crash sites, because at the official crash site there was no sign of a plane. So again, I don't get very much involved in trying to figure out what really happened that day. And so that would be my answer to the second part of the question, too. I know there are all these theories, and I don't take any issue with people trying to find out what really happened that day. That's natural human curiosity. And sometimes the people who are going down that route come up with some very interesting information, some of which I've used. So I'm grateful for it. But it's just not my approach. I should restrict my approach insofar as I can make the distinction between what, you know, all the evidence that shows that the official story is not true. Now, sometimes that brings you over into what really happened, because the evidence that the towers were brought down by explosives of some sort, and the evidence that whatever happened at the Pentagon definitely was not Flight 77 hitting it. So you can't make a radical distinction, but insofar as one can make the distinction, I try to stick to the evidence against the official story, because at this stage of the story, what we need to do is convince sufficient people and the right people that a new investigation is needed.